Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome to this Quick Take episode. We're so excited to have you here with us. In the past, these Quick Take episodes actually were only available to those who financially supported the show through Apple subscriptions and Patreon.
But due to popular demand, we have decided to shake up the perks for our supporters and we'll be releasing these Quick Takes on Saturdays to everyone, giving you all some extra free content that was previously unavailable to the public.
And these Quick Takes are a little more laid back, and they're hosted by just one of us. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this Quick Take episode.
Shazam!
Boom!
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Quick Takes episode here with me, Paul. I thought that now that we are in the month of October, that we would talk a little bit about horror movies. On our Discord server, legendary supporter Ace of Shame had recommended that maybe I share my top five horror movies to celebrate this spooky season. And these aren't necessarily my top five per se, but I did think that these would be a good five movies that I would recommend that you check out. And I tried to pick movies that are all relatively different, and that way maybe you wouldn't be interested in all of them, but maybe one of them might strike your fancy. So anyway, first one up on the list is 28 Days Later. And this one, for my money, is the best zombie movie that's out there. Now, technically, I know that these are creatures that are not really zombies, but basically, this is a movie where the main character, played by Cillian Murphy, who you might know as the Scarecrow from the Batman movies, he basically wakes up, he was in some kind of coma, and basically the whole world has descended into madness because this disease has broken out that has turned people into zombie-like creatures, and if they bite you or if any of their blood gets in your system, then you become infected as well. Truly terrifying movie. I remember this being the first zombie-like movie where the zombies were actually fast. So I was never really interested in the slow-moving zombies. I mean, I kind of get the impending doom if you have a character that's stuck and the zombies are slowly coming up. But this is one where the zombies are sprinting, they run incredibly fast, they can climb over things. And so this is one that came out almost 20 years ago, but it doesn't feel like an older movie. It still feels pretty modern. And so I'd highly recommend checking that one out. If you do happen to have HBO or Epix, at least as of today, those are where you can stream those for free. Otherwise, you might have to pay a couple bucks to rent it. The next one that I have here is a comedy horror movie called Ready or Not. And this one just came out in 2019. And this movie really caught me by surprise. It is incredibly funny. I would say this one leans a little bit more comedy than horror, but it does mix those two together. And there's so many good movies that do that, whether it's like Cabin in the Woods. There's others that are available as well, like Zombieland. But Ready or Not, for my money, is the best one that mixes comedy and horror. Basically, a woman gets married to her longtime boyfriend, and she's marrying into a very rich family. And basically, after the wedding, the husband says, hey, you have to come play this family game. It's just something that our family has always done. You have to participate. And basically, it turns out to be a deadly game of hide and seek, where everybody in the family is trying to hunt her down and kill her, and she has to try to survive until the morning. Now, I'm not going to spoil any of the twists and turns. You do find out why they have to play this game and why they're trying to kill her, but it is incredibly funny. We do have a group of friends who do a movie night every couple weeks that Josh is a part of, along with several other friends. And at the end of the movie, we always rate the movie on a scale of 1 to 10 as individuals, and we average out the score. And currently, Ready or Not is actually our highest rated rated movie. It's even rated higher than Saving Private Ryan. So our group really loved Ready or Not. I think it would be especially fun to watch with a group of friends. That one's great. Next one on the list is John Carpenter's The Thing from 1982. Total classic. This is the one that I wanted to pick from the sci-fi horror genre. I thought about doing either this or Event Horizon, but John Carpenter's The Thing is incredibly well done. It has Kurt Russell as the main character. This movie was hated and reviled by critics and people at the time, but in the years that passed, it ended up growing a huge cult following. I continually see this movie listed as the greatest sci-fi horror movie ever made. And basically, as far as the plot goes, it takes place in Antarctica, and an alien ship is uncovered deep in the ice. It ends up unleashing this alien life form that can take over the body of other people. And so it really has this whole, like, paranoia, who can we trust? Who's the real enemy here? And so it does a really good job of, like, building up that lack of trust amongst this small group of people stuck on this base in Antarctica. The one thing is that the effects are certainly dated. I mean, this goes back to 1982. They're all practical effects, but I don't think that it gets in the way of enjoying the movie. That's a great one to do. That one's currently on Stars. Next one on the list is a movie called Hush from 2016. This one was a lot of fun because this is about a woman who is deaf and she is living completely by herself in a cabin in the woods. I think she plays an author and she's out there working on writing a book or something like that. And basically a killer shows up and starts terrorizing her and trying to capture and kill her. And this, I feel like, was the very beginning of this big trend that we saw in horror movies where it plays on losing a certain sense that we have. And so this is kind of like a precursor to A Quiet Place where people can't talk, or Bird Box where people can't see. And it came out the same year as another horror movie called Don't Breathe. So this was like the very beginning of that trend. That one is really, really good. That one's on Netflix. And so I kind of feel like for most of you out there, you'll probably have access to that one for free. But that one is called Hush, and that one just came out in 2016. And then the last one on my list is a movie called The Lighthouse from 2019. Now, I know that this movie is not for everybody, but if you are a huge movie buff and you like watching something that's unique and different and has really good acting and is really interesting to look at and watch, The Lighthouse fits the bill perfectly. I believe it was nominated for a couple Oscars, but I don't recall which ones. But this one has Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson as basically the only actors in the entire movie. It is black and white, and it takes place back in the 1890s. They are lighthouse keepers, which I have learned are called Wiccans. And it's like a very surreal movie where there's a lot of questioning what's real, what's not. These characters are kind of descending into madness because they are stuck all alone on this small island. There are continual storms and waves crashing and the foghorn continually going off. They're going insane. They run out of a lot of supplies. They're drinking turpentine to kind of pass the time because there's nothing else to do. And so there's a lot of questions of, like, what's real, what's going on, where is the story going? And it's also based on a short story by Edgar Allan Poe. So you can kind of imagine that it just gets very dark, but it's also one of those stories that definitely sticks with you, especially because of the ending. So that one is available right now for free on Amazon Prime. So just to kind of recap here, we've got 28 Days Later, the zombie movie, Ready or Not, the comedy horror, John Carpenter's The Thing, sci-fi horror, Hush 2016, just a good modern horror movie that started the losing one sense, and The Lighthouse from 2019, which I would say is more of a psychological thriller type of horror movie. So anyway, hopefully that'll give you something to check out here around Halloween. And we will see you guys next time.